Joel Tippins was born here in Chattanooga. He grew up in Florida, but he's been back to Chattanooga a number of times. He's moved around, working a variety of jobs, but he says he finally found his vocation in urban agriculture. More than anything else, he enjoys making something out of nothing. Since moving back to Chattanooga again 3 years ago, he's been building a small urban garden behind the Hope for the Inner Cities Ministry on Roanoke Avenue across from the Harriet Tubman Housing Project. As part of a group called Fair Share Urban Growers, he wants to introduce people living in the inner city to rural farm life. In addition to the land on Roanoke Avenue, he's also converted a parking lot on East Main Street into a flourishing garden.
We took an asphalt parking lot and turned it into thousands of square feet of lush, bountiful community garden.
So this is on East Main Street?
Yeah, yeah. In Ridgedale neighborhood, corner of Main and Watkins, you can grow good food anywhere if you just make your own soil. And so we do a lot of composting. We've got a couple of restaurants that provide their kitchen prep table scraps to us. The carriage rides downtown, those horses provide us with just about 2 cubic yards of horse manure every week. So between the horse manure and the food scraps and then picking up bagged leaves off the curb and just whatever else is available that way, that's basically all we use to make good, rich growing soil.
So how did you convert the parking lot? Did you use raised gardens or did you dig it up?
Well, no, you know, we contacted the city, and they have their free mulch program. And so we spent the first few weeks with some very brave volunteers in the dead of winter. And we spread wood chips over the asphalt, probably about a foot thick. And then with a small grant from the Step 1 program with the health department, we were able to purchase some topsoil to get started. And so we just put the raised growing beds right on top of the wood chips. And of course, it all eventually becomes soil. Right. And we've just been replenishing those growing beds with the compost we make every season.
For the past couple of summers, Joel Tippins has been working with groups of middle school children from the neighborhoods in East Chattanooga. Together, they've been developing a large grassy field behind the Hope for the Inner City Ministry building on Roanoke Avenue. After collecting old tires, he taught the children how to make them into raised garden beds. The children were, perhaps understandably, less than enthusiastic initially about getting their hands and their clothes dirty working in the hot sun. But slowly, he says, they started to come around.
The kids complained and, you know, went on and on about getting their shoes dirty and, oh, here's a bug and all of that, you know. But at the end of the summer, when they looked back at what they had accomplished, I know they felt proud. And to see some of them the last day of camp bringing their mother, you know, bringing their grandmother around to see the project, you know, was really cool. The second summer that we did the...
And these were... Middle school, high school
middle
kids?
Middle school, man. You're talking hip-hop generation, you know. And so they're not the earthy, connected to the land, you know, get back to nature generation that I grew up in.
It was in the summertime.
It was in the summer. And that first summer, for about a week or two, man, we averaged like 98 degrees, I think. So it was quite a challenge. We're not thinking that every teenager that comes out here and works with us at the Grow Hope Farm is going to decide, I want to be a farmer when I grow up. But out of 100 young people, if you can find 2 or 3, there's no reason why the food movement should be so white. You know, when you go to a farming conference, you'll see so many 20-something young, dreadlocked, blonde, white women, you know, who have decided I want to farm. It's a social justice issue that young blacks are not exposed to the same benefit and significance that maybe the white folks that are more involved in the trendy food movement, you know.
It strikes me that there doesn't necessarily have to be a farm, right? You can just teach these kids how to grow vegetables and they put it in the backyard and grow their own vegetables.
Well, you know, that's one thing we would love to see happen with the Grow Hope Youth Farm, is that we could demonstrate and model to folks, here's what you could be doing in your own backyard. The Grow Hope Farm is officially going to launch this spring. We're hoping to be able to hire about 8 or 10 young people, pay them a stipend for the hours that they work here at the farm. And part of their project is going to be to develop a business plan and actually set up a produce market. We might partner with the folks at Glass House. They seem to have quite a bit of traffic up there on Glass Street in the afternoons. That might be a good site. Mm-hmm. Or maybe right here at the farm where folks could come and see the project.
As well as introducing the middle school students to the joys of getting their hands in the dirt, Joel's also introduced them to some unfamiliar barnyard animals.
It was so funny the day that the chickens arrived and the middle schoolers came out. Of course, the chickens were a little nervous in the new setting. And so you had 9 laying hens gathered over here in a little flock against the fence. And then you had a dozen middle schoolers gathered over here in a flock against the fence. And they both just kind of looked at each other for a while. The kids were convinced that at any moment the hens would fly up and scratch their eyes out. And once they realized that the chickens were shy and nervous around them and were no threat whatsoever, they warmed up to them. And we wound up with a little crew of kids that came out every day and fed and checked the water and looked for eggs, really took to the chickens. This past year, we added to our farm animal collection with a couple of goats. It's just the most amazing thing to watch the young people, you know, interact with the goats. Of course, it's winter time, so these guys are eating a lot of hay. I bring them some privet. They love that. But they've cleared this whole area back here during the summer and ate all the blackberry vine, poison ivy, ate all the leaves and some of the bark off of the saplings.
But while Joel Tippins clearly revels in spending time in his urban garden, after 2 summers with this project working with middle school students, he's come to accept that while some may enjoy it, many will never be future farmers of America.
Well, you know, the ones that get it, get it. And I think it is a powerful powerful impact.
Well, the most powerful is that they take it back to their friends, right?
Well, that's what you would hope. You know, as far as our food system goes and teaching urban agriculture, it took us over a generation to create this mess with our industrial food system. It's going to take another generation to undo it. And so we're just spreading a lot of manure with our philosophy and then planting a lot of seeds with the hands-on experience.
Transforming a parking lot on East Main Street into a flourishing garden and turning the heavy clay on Roanoke Avenue into viable garden soil has been a labor of love for Joel Tippins, but he's also had quite a lot of help.
We've got a great partnership the last 2 years with a sociology class at Chattanooga State that's studying the sociology of food. And we've been providing those students community service hours each year. And their professor assures us that there will probably be 2 or 3 in the class that would take an interest in becoming mentors. But any college students that have volunteered with us in the past on different projects and would be interested in continuing to work with us that way and possibly becoming a mentor, you know, the door is open.
Most of the students up to this point, according to Joel, have largely looked at this as a semester-long project for a grade. But now he hopes at least some of them will become more invested and stick around for the long term.
The students that we've had work with us in the past, we've always had just kind of a short-term come in, throw it together, accomplish the project, and then they go away. Now with the youth farm program, this would be something that a student could stay involved with, you know, season after season. And so really is kind of like building family, you know. And that's what we're hoping to see come out of this, is some real powerful relationships.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.